Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Let's go, man. Hey, buddy. Hey, Dig. I'm coming. Welcome to the K100 Internet Radio Show. Let me get everything set up with my camera and whatnot and what have you. You feel me? Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Got to get this thing set up right. I'm broadcasting via Ustream, so I'm also trying to get my visuals in, you know what I'm saying, to match up with the radio show. But once again, man, welcome back to the show. You feel me? I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show, K100 Internet Radio. And once again, I'm your host, Blizzom. The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. That's 347-934-0966. You dig? Episode 61. Talking to your taste buds. You understand what I'm saying? You feel me? And that's what we're talking about tonight on the show. I'm gonna be talking about basically a lot of different things that I'm touching on with this particular topic. You understand what I'm saying? And we're gonna bounce around here and go there. You understand? But for the most part, we're gonna try and go ahead. We're gonna always keep it 100, and we're gonna offer some good opinions, and we're gonna have some fun. This is gonna be one of my fun shows. I'm not really gonna be too serious tonight. You know, I had a serious subject already earlier, so we're gonna just kick it. You feel me? On this particular show. So, like again, once again, welcome to the K100 Internet Radio Show, and I'm your host, Blizzard. My co-host, P. Reg, he is actually out of town. I mean, well, I don't know if he's out of town still, but he's had some other stuff that he had to handle. So, he'll be back, you dig, but everything's all good with him. You feel me? Everybody, people ask me, yo, where's P. Reg been all week? You understand what I'm saying? And he's been having to handle his business. You understand what I'm saying? Do his grown man. You feel me? And so, that's what we applaud all that up here at K100 Internet Radio. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? We got to do it like that. Let me crank up my background music. And let's get it. Okay, episode 62. I'm talking to your taste buds tonight. You feel me? We be talking about food, good food. What kind of food you like to eat? You feel me? What kind of diet you on? You know what I mean? And we're going to talk about it. You know, we always keep it 100 and have some real, like, informative kind of, like, type talk. You understand what I'm saying? So we're going to also touch on the difference in rich people, poor people, how they eat, black and white, and ethnics, and all kind of stuff, you feel me? And how the food factor can affect your relationship, i.e., how important is it that your lady know how to cook, you feel me? If you want her to be your lady, you know what I'm saying? Ladies, how important to you, you know what I'm saying, that you know, how important do you think it is that you need to know how to cook when it comes down to holding down a man, you feel what I'm saying? So, like I said, once again, everybody, welcome to the show. You feel me? And I'm your host, Blizzom, 347-934-0966. Let me go ahead and run down how the show works. You feel what I'm saying? All right? K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. We do music over here. I'm actually broadcasting from my studio right now. You feel me? You know, all the gears in front of me. But thanks, everybody, for joining me. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. We're on Ustream. You understand? And we're also on iTunes. That's right. I gotta make sure I keep putting the iTunes thing in there, because that's a real big voice, and it's a real easy way for you to follow the show, and also a real easy way for you to download the latest episodes and all previous episodes, and I'll get into that real quick. So, like I said, the email to the show is k100radio@gmail.com. Once again, that's k100radio@gmail.com. All right? Letter K, the number 100, all one word, radio, all one word, @gmail.com. Like I said, since we're a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment and we do music over here, I'm an artist and a producer and engineer myself. We got other artists and producers on the team, you feel me? Shouts out to the homies team, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to the homie P. Reg and the homie Swole, you feel me? And Lil Sister Viz, you understand what I'm saying? 347-934-0966, that's the number to call into the show and hit me up. And I'm going to be talking about some crazy stuff tonight on the show. Basically, it's all going to be centered around cooking and food, you know what I'm saying, and how important that is in our life. Everybody got to eat, period, point blank. Everybody got to eat, You got to eat. I got to eat. We're going to talk about some, you know, just different stuff like where you be eating at, what's good for you, what's not, and all that. Okay. So, but before I get into that, like I said, I want you to join us on Facebook. You feel me? If you're on Facebook and you haven't liked or become a fan of our page, go to Facebook. You feel me? And just do a search for us. You know, if that's the quickest way to easy. Because if you don't, if you're not already my personal Facebook friend or you don't know about the Facebook page, just go in, type in K100, hit search. When you see the middle finger, that's us, all right? That's us. That's K100 logo. If you don't know what the logo is, it's a motherfucking middle finger. We like whatever. You understand what I'm saying? So when you see that, you know, go ahead and like the page or become a fan of the page. We're on MySpace, K100 Radio, all one word. And we're on iTunes as an official iTunes podcast. So that way, if you got an iPhone or an iPod or anything like that right there, all you got to do is plug in your phone. You feel me? When you plug in your phone, oh yeah, even if you don't have an iPod or whatever, you just use a Mac laptop or computer or whatever, and you just listen to music on there, or you just want to stream the show live, it's all together. So if you hit subscribe, you go to the iTunes store, you need an internet connection, of course, go to the iTunes store, go to the podcast section at the top, you feel me, and then hit subscribe, which is totally free, and every time you plug in your iPhone, iPod, or every time you just, every show that we update, it automatically updates, so after you get done with the shows, the replays, the downloadable material goes to the iTunes podcast section automatically, and every time you load up and crank iTunes up inside and you plug your phone up or whatever, you're going to automatically download the latest episode. You understand what I'm saying? That's the easiest way for you to follow us. You know what I'm saying? If you're not really just too net savvy, but you do use the iPod or the app or the iPhone or whatever, go ahead and do it, man. All right? So that's what's up. You dig? Moving right along. If you're an artist or you know anybody that's an artist and you want to send in music to the show for me to spin, for me to play, get you some shine on the independent circuit, because I got a lot of followers. Shout out to K100. We broke the 4,000 downloads and plays mark. We did that this week, the shows that we had this week. You know what I'm saying? And so we jumped from, we came in 4 months, basically. You know what I'm saying? We've been on the air for about 4 months now only, and we've jumped all the way up to 4,000 plays and downloads, and we got a nice little following. Granted, a lot of people download our show after the fact because of our broadcast hours. We broadcast live Monday through Thursday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So that does kind of hinder a certain group of people and certain people who live, and if they got jobs and live on the West Coast, they can't catch us live. But they always come back, and they always hit me up on the email, the Facebook, or MySpace, whatever, and be like, yo, show is crazy. I caught it. I downloaded it. I be listening to it while I'm working out at the gym, just laughing my ass off. You know, because we try to be informative and fun and entertainment. It's radio. You dig? So if you're an artist, we do have listeners. We got people following. You understand what I'm saying? We'll let you come on the air and go ahead and give you a shout out and go ahead and give where people can find your music on the internet. You do need to have a MySpace, a Facebook, or anything like other sort, a Reverb Nation, wherever, so we can link it into our page and stuff and direct traffic. And you can also link the player into your MySpace page or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But that's how we swapping it out, all right? So send your music, or if you know anybody, tell anybody to send their music to K100Radio@gmail.com. You feel me? Last night we played Red Boy, you know what I'm saying? New song, Lil Young Cat out of Riverdale, Georgia. We based out of Atlanta, Georgia. So basically the south side of Atlanta, Clayton County, you know about that. You feel me? That's Atlanta, basically. It's Metro Atlanta. And we spent him last night, and we also spent the homies Earth in California. So we broadcasting via the web, we're internet radio show, which means our audience is not geared or locked into a region. We got a wide range. I got people that listen to the show all over, from New York, Philly. I even have people over and overseas actually tune into the show. So that's the great part about internet radio. Of course, the downside of internet radio is it's not FM. You can't just put it in your car and just turn on the knob and you got us. You know, you do got to go through a couple extra steps to get the information, to get to the site or whatever. But we have the potential to reach far more than your local FM station. All we got to do is get hot. And that's where you come in. And one time, thanks to everybody who has been supporting the show all this time, all my loyal listeners and all the new listeners that will come in and listen tonight. You dig? I want to give props to y'all. You feel me? And thanks to everybody, all right? And send that music in, man. We got a couple more submissions. I got to listen to it, make sure it's good. Because you do know if the music is whack. Yeah, we're going to have to, I ain't going away. We got to flush it. You know what I'm saying? But the music needs to be good. Hold on. I'm finna get ready to go to my lines, open up my lines. You feel me? I see you 678-583. You're going to be the first one in line. But let me go ahead and run down the synopsis of the show and tell the people what we're talking about. You dig? All right? K100 Radio, motherfuckers. Episode, motherfucker, 62. We talking to your taste buds, you dig? Let me go ahead and read this shit so we can go ahead and jump into the goddamn discussion, you feel me? 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. Thanks to everybody that's tuning in on the line so far. You know what I mean? And I know a couple people going to be tuning in later. You know what I'm saying? All right. So it says this. I love me a good meal. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, for real. For real. I'm going to go ahead and run it down. I'm going to read it straight through because I can't really break it down. No better than what I did with this particular synopsis. You understand what I'm saying? I pretty much broke it all the way down. All right. I love me a good meal. I don't overindulge and I watch what I eat. You dig? But I think after a good time with family and friends, music, because you know I do music, sex, of course I love sex, a good meal is like next in line of the things that I like to partake in. You feel me? You know what I mean? So that's like my number four thing to do. Of course, I like to chill with my family and friends. That's like my favorite thing to do. You know what I mean? Especially my kids and everything. You know, I like having time with my people. I like kicking it with them. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like, I love music just as much. You feel me? Love sex. Next to that, it's got to be food. And I'm assuming if you really just put it into a list of things, most people, you're going to pick your family and friends first. You're going to pick whatever hobby or whatever it is you do for a living that you love. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of people love sex, so yeah, they might put that third. And I'm assuming food should be like right there. Why not? It's like the number four thing, and number four thing for the most part for most people of shit they love. Everybody loves a good ass meal, man. That's why my line should blow up today. 347-934-0966, because I know for a fact everybody eats. All right? You understand what I'm saying? So I just want to go ahead and finish up the synopsis real quick. Okay. So with that being said, I like to take food in all shapes and forms. A good home-cooked meal, a nice restaurant, or even the occasional fast food, even though I don't eat a lot of it. Occasional fast food spot, all of them, they can get the business as long as it's good. If it's fine, I eat it, all right? Now, I dabble in the kitchen a little bit myself, you understand? So it really ain't easy to impress me. So when I say something is good, you can pretty much take that to word because I don't eat just anything. I was raised up with my grandmama, you feel me, and my mama, and they both can cook very well, you know. So for me to say something is good, you can trust and believe. Unless you just don't eat that type of food, you can trust and believe it's good. Because it's hard to impress me with a meal. You feel me? Now, with that being said, I just want to ask everybody that's listening, 347-934-0966, you feel me? What's your favorite spot to eat? You know what I'm saying? Are you the type that likes to cook at home or eat out more? You feel me? It's so many different types of foods to eat. It's so many, like, you know, just different types. Like, what's your favorite kind of food? When I say that, I'm asking you soul food, Chinese food, Mexican food, Italian food, you feel me? All these different Thai food, whatever it is all, because none of those foods are basically like the same kind of food. It's all prepared differently and stuff, you know what I'm saying? So I'm asking you basically what kind of food also, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know, whether you like to cook or eat out more, which one you like the most, you know, what kind of food, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? What are your favorite spots to eat? You know what I'm saying? Now, see, I love me some good old soul food. And even though I don't eat half of what I used to, I stopped eating pork a long time ago. So, you know, eating a slab of ribs and pork chops, you feel me? And, you know what I mean? Neck bones and all that. I used to love all that. Bacon and all that. But I don't eat pork no more. So, if you call in here, you still eating it. I do remember that I do used to love it. I ain't gonna front. I just don't eat no more for health reasons. I'm trying to live a little bit healthier. You understand what I'm saying? And why the hell? I got a couple of side questions. Number one question is why the hell do it cost so much to eat healthy? You feel what I'm saying? It would seem like the government will make a way to make eating healthy easier, being as though we the fattest motherfucking country on the goddamn planet. Yeah, we got a motherfucking issue with that. Seems like they would give tax credits to anybody who make the food healthy. All healthy food should definitely be cheaper. You understand what I'm saying? To make it. Because like right now, if you ain't really got a good little amount of money, you ain't going to be able to eat healthy because you barely can eat the poor shit. You might starve. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm good. So I eat healthier than most. You feel me? Because I can afford to. But I know a lot of people who want to eat healthy and they just can't. That's another question. You feel me? I don't know what's up with that, but we can discuss that if you want to, outside of what we're talking about. Another question is, what are some of the spots in your hood that might not be off the chain? And this is because I got a wide range, a wide audience of people from everywhere. What are some spots that you know in your hood that's not necessarily like a big chain? Like, it might not be a well-known particular spot. You feel what I'm saying? But it's like off the motherfucking meter. You dig? Let me know. You feel me? I just want to know your hood spot. In case I'm ever in Philly, or if I'm ever in New York, if I'm ever in Cali, if I'm ever in Texas, if I'm ever in Alabama, if I'm ever in Carolina, I'm just naming places from some of the callers that call the show. You feel what I'm saying? If I'm ever in any of those places, you dig? I just want to know what's popping over there. Let me know. Because it might be only type specific. And I'm going to name a couple of those from my hometown that I know for a fact that's good. You feel me? All right? Just another side question. You feel me? One more question. And this is going to be probably the more controversial one. And I open up the lines. You feel me? How important is food in a relationship? Basically, I'm asking y'all. How goddamn important is it that a chick know how to goddamn do her 1-2 in the kitchen? If it's going to come down to you being with her. You feel what I'm saying? I want to know. Because I'm going to tell you right now. Hey, pay attention. It's a motherfucking deal breaker for the kids. Man, you can't cook. Man, you can be fine. You feel me? And I can still mash it. You know what I mean? I can still mash it. Yeah, baby. We can get it on. It's nothing. Oh, yeah. We can do the damn thing. But you can't be wifey. That's not going to work. I'm going to need for you to be able to cook. First of all, you got to be able to not be able to cook, motherfucker. You got to cook good. Because goddamn it, I can cook. You know what I'm saying? I was raised with my mom and them. You understand what I'm saying? So they had a nigga in the kitchen like, nigga, sink or swim in this bitch. You understand what I'm saying? But, I want to know how important is it to you that a chick know how to cook when it comes down to a relationship. I'm going to open up the first call. I see one person got their hand up already. Caller, you on the air with K100. What's going on?
Hello.
What's going on, caller?
Hi, man. Hello.
What's up? I got you.
Hey, man, where everybody at, man? Why any nigga lying around the wall, bro? Where everybody at?
What you talking about?
Man, I know you got some more callers.
Yeah, but you raised your hand. I got more callers on the line, but, like, if you hit number one, then I'm just going down the list. You just, like, in line, so you don't want to talk?
Man, this your boy Red Boy checking in, man. Once again, got my partner Jersey Boy. You already know what it is, man. Rocking a strong weight.
What's poppin', man?
What's happening? What's happening, homeboy?
Chilling, man.
All right, for sure. Well, shit, nigga, I'll open up your line first, nigga, since you called the show, nigga, answer the question, nigga. You know what I'm saying? What you like to eat, nigga? Everybody like
McDonald's.
To eat. Nigga.
McDonald's.
Nigga, you eat McDonald's, nigga? Nigga, that shit is nasty as fuck, homie. You eat that shit still?
Hell yeah,
man. Y'all be fucking with the dollar menu, too, don't you, dog?
Burger King on dick, nigga, McDonald's, man, all that shit, man. Shit, nigga.
And nigga, and y'all ain't got y'all no bro around here cooking for y'all boys yet, man?
Yeah, hey, what are the callers at?
My girl bought me Wendy's.
Hey, nigga, quit that bitch, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, look, I ain't quit, though. Wendy's good, nigga.
Nah, nigga, quit it, nigga. I'm telling you, nigga. Hey, check it out. How old? Hold on. Let me ask you a question first, because I know this shit do be mattering. How old she is, dog? How old y'all is, homie?
Shit, I'm
18. All right. I'm going to give y'all a pass. I'm going to give you girl a pass, homeboy, because she young. She don't understand how important that shit is. You feel me? But a nigga got
to... It ain't important to me, nigga. Shit, as long as she bought for in the evening.
Well, these young niggas. Hey, K100, y'all hear these young niggas, man? These young cats off the chain, man. This homie Red Boy, I spit this song. We be balling yesterday. You feel what I'm saying? Go back and check episode 62. Go back to the website, www.blogtalkradio.com. You feel me, my nigga? And you can hear the homie song. You feel me? You can download the other episode. Plus, I got to get this cat to put the link up to his page so you can hear the K100 show on his MySpace. But he gave out all his... Go ahead, Red Boy. Tell the fuck where they can find your music one more time before I can go ahead.
Hey, man. Hit your boy up, man. MySpace.com/YoungMoneySean, man. You already know. YungMoneySean. Young Money Sean, man. Fuck with your boy, man.
All right, homie, man. All right, dog. I'm gonna go to somebody else, man. All right. Johnny, man, the young niggas don't give a fuck if a girl can cook. I'm telling you, man, everybody out there looking at me on Ustream, everybody listening to me via the show, fuck that shit. I mean, like I said, she gotta goddamn be able to cook for me to hit, nigga. But for me to goddamn really 100% be all in, nah, man, you can't cook. Who the fuck, where they do that? Who do those, man? Nah, I ain't feeling that. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't feeling that. You know what I mean? That's crazy as hell. I'm going to go ahead and get into a couple of songs, you feel me? Because, man, first of all, everybody keep calling the fucking show complaining about they want me to play more music and shit. But then y'all understand, when my phone lines blow up, man, I got to answer the damn calls. That's really the whole point of my show. You feel me? The whole point of the shit is the conversation. And then I spin the music in between. Everybody like, man, play some more music. I ain't finna have nobody else. I got a call on the line. I'm a goddamn, hey, play the motherfucking song, man. I mean, I'm talking to the people first, man. Then I'm gonna play the song, all right? That's the nature of the show. This is the talk slash music show. I said I'm gonna try and get up to spinning at least 6 songs per show, 3 per hour, my nigga. I'm trying to do my best on, but goddamn, man. Hold on, we got some more. We got calls on the line. Y'all gotta have to wait. Y'all gotta wait. Go ahead, caller. You on the air? 770-957.
Yeah. I want to hear a song, We Be Ballin' by Red Boy.
Red Boy got folks flooding my damn line trying to get his shit played again. Red Boy! Fuck it, Red Boy! Fuck it!
What are you doing?
I played again, Red Boy. Red Boy got people invading my lines trying to get the We Be Ballin' song. Red Boy, I'm playing again, Red Boy. I'm playing in the second hour, though, nigga. The second hour. I got to play somebody in the first hour. Hey, who this on the line? Who this is?
It's Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, check this out.
Yeah.
Hey, man, your girl, you got a girl?
Yeah.
You know how to cook?
Rather?
You know how to cook?
Yeah.
I mean, real cook, nigga. I ain't talking about wings and shit and sandwich and shit, nigga. You know how to cook?
Nah, I don't know how to cook.
She don't know how to cook?
I said, I don't. She do.
Nah, do the chick. Do your girl know how to cook for you, home?
Oh, yeah, she do.
Yeah, she cook for you?
Yeah.
All right, where you from, man?
I'm Jersey.
Jersey? All right,
yeah.
Nigga. What's good, nigga? What kind of shit y'all be eating up in Jersey? What's the good spot to eat up in Jersey? I might be up there. Real quick before I go to the next call.
So, I don't know. I haven't been up there in a minute.
You what?
I haven't been up there in a minute.
Oh, for real? Well, you
yeah.
at in Atlanta? You in Atlanta now?
Yeah.
All right, I see you got the 770 number. All right, homie, everybody, I see now the homie goddamn me finna flood my lines with people that goddamn call questioning this song. He gonna make me play.
Just play it on one time, man.
All right, I'm gonna play it again.
All right.
Let me see who this is. I bet Red Boy got about 1,000 people finna call my damn show. 444-861, you're on the F.
Yeah, I'm just calling to request Red Boys.
Damn it, man!
Red Boy! You baller.
Red man. This guy off the chain, man. This guy. But you know what, though? One time for the homie. This young nigga about getting his motherfucking music played. You feel me? He ain't bullshitting. He got people calling my goddamn show. You feel me? Talking about play his goddamn song, even though my show don't work by goddamn request, Red Boy. But it's all right. I'm going to do it because, nigga, I see you grinding. I'm going to play you again, back to back. That's the first time I played a nigga back to back shows. But I'm going to do it, Red Boy, because you got people calling my show, blowing up my damn phone line and shit. So I'm going to play your shit again, Red Boy. I'm going to play it in the second hour. Hey, little mama, what's your name?
TC,
you know how to cook?
Yeah.
Man, for real, I ain't talking about like sandwiches and shit. Do you know how to cook? Your mama taught you how to cook?
I know how to cook. My aunt taught me.
For real? Where you from?
I'm from Chicago, but I live in Georgia.
Oh, for real? Chicago? Damn, Chicago got some goddamn good-ass places to eat. What kind of food you like to eat?
In Chicago, I like gyros and french fries and mild sauce.
Damn, well, I ain't never heard of that. Is that a place? What is that?
No, but you can get that at Harold's Chicken or J&J Fish or Andy's Hot Dogs.
Yeah, I might have to fuck with it sometimes when I be up in the shy. You dig? I'll be all over the country. I'm going to see how many more Chicago people if I get some more Chicago people on the line, I'd have some call the show sometime. You feel me? If I get some on the line, I'm going to ask them what's up with that. You feel me? You don't eat soul food? Like shit your mama done make? You don't eat shit like that?
I try not to eat fried food too much, to be honest.
For real? I mean, well, you know, some food, some of that, I mean, some baked chicken and rice, nigga. I mean, you in the South now. You in Georgia, baby. You got to get out. I'm going to tell you, you and Pooh, you one of these Georgia niggas right here, man. You got to goddamn learn how to goddamn get in that kitchen and do you one, too. I'm just being real. I can't motherfucking fuck with no broad that don't goddamn cook. I just can't do it, y'all. I can't do it. I fuck with it, but I can't really fuck with it on a whole other level. But all right, baby. Appreciate you for calling the show. And I'm going to spin Red Boy for everybody that's calling in, asking for the Red Boy song. But I ain't going to play it to the second hour, so y'all niggas got like 30 minutes. Hold the fuck on, damn it. All right, baby. All
right.
Damn. 850-319. Oh, this is the homegirl, Shay. What's happening, Shay?
What's up, Blue?
Man, you see the homie Red Boy ain't bullshit, man. He grinding.
You know,
he got
I was about to ask him, who is this Red Boy? I might need to hear his stuff and see what's going on with
I played this song for the first time last night. You feel me? But he goddamn got folks calling into the show requesting his shit. So, all right.
I mean, let's tell you.
Hey, I got to play it. I got to get on the credit. You know what I'm saying?
Do your thing, Red Man. Do your thing.
Yeah. I'm going to go in and play. Normally I don't do this, you know, but I'm going to go ahead and do this for the dude. All right,
in
so
VIP tonight.
Exactly, because you know I don't really do that. But anyway, Shay, on to the subject at hand, you feel me? Episode 62, you did. Tell me about it, baby. What kind of food you like to eat?
I like to eat a little bit of everything. I'm eating right now, as a matter of fact.
What you mean? What's your favorite type?
My favorite type? I think my favorite type is Indian food. I love me some Indian food. And
Indian?
My second,
Indian food. You talking about Indian like over in India, the country, not like Native American Indian.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, I love it.
I eat it, but it's so many other, it's so much other shit. You like that more than soul food, like more than just regular down home mama them cooking?
Well, I won't say more than, but I mean, I grew up on soul food, so I think I really like that now because it's different. I didn't really have it coming around, and when I had a taste for it, it's just like, ooh, I really like this. But you know, my second favorite, you know, other than that, is barbecue. Oh my goodness. Barbecue.
Yeah. Nah, see, I'm fucking with you now. Now we get into the conversation. You feel me?
Barbecue.
I mean,
anything barbecued.
I love barbecue.
Chicken,
I can't even lie. I'm really
trying barbecue, to goat, anything.
Damn, nigga, goat.
It's good. I had it by accident one time, and ever since then, I'm like, when y'all make more of that?
you know what I'm saying? I don't fuck with it. I eat barbecue chicken. Because I don't really eat pork. I don't eat pork no more, really, at all. But I fuck some barbecue chicken up, you feel me, in all ways, shapes, and form. I love me some damn barbecue, though. Now, when I did used to eat pork and all that shit, I said at the top of my goddamn, top of my list of foods I used to fuck up, and I mean fuck up, is goddamn ribs. I used to love me some damn ribs.
My goodness.
I ain't gonna lie.
Don't even get me started.
Ah, man. Some ribs, nigga, some fire-ass goddamn baked beans and tater salad with that shit. First of all, let me go ahead and get this motherfucking shit clear real quick. Everybody that listens to K1 and Internet Radio, 347-934-0966. If you're from up north, my nigga, let me tell you something, man. Really? Barbecue? Real barbecue is not made in the oven. Let me say this shit again. Real motherfucking barbecue ain't made in the goddamn oven. All right? I mean, you can cook it in the oven and throw barbecue sauce on it, my nigga, and call it that. But it really ain't barbecue. Like, you really got to barbecue some shit. Like, on the grill, nigga, for me to really call it barbecue. You know what I'm saying? I don't qualify that. So you said you made some barbecue. Did you actually
made some barbecue. I barbecued it. And I had marinated it for, like, 2 days in the refrigerator. I mean, it had been soaking tender, juicy, good.
Damn,
it's so good. They almost want to lick their fingers off.
Man, that shit sounds fire right there, boy. I ain't gonna lie. I don't know, man.
I was kind of proud of myself with that, too, because it was like for a holiday, and I was going to do something different than turkey, right? So I decided, okay, I'll make me some barbecue and take it up there or whatever. Man, yeah, that was a hit. That was definitely a hit.
All right, so I got a couple more questions for you. I'm basically asking all the questions. First of all, do you like to eat out more or eat in, first of all? That's another one.
I like to eat out, but see, I had to learn how to cook the kind of stuff that I like to eat out. You know, it's expensive, so I like to cook.
I know.
So
I
like to eat.
I know. Listen, I mean, a real talk. This K100 Radio. I already know most people gonna eat at home more unless you just got the money to really just cake like that. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just saying which one do you like the most? A fire ass goddamn meal somebody cooked at home, or a fire ass meal when you go out to eat? Because you know it'd be different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right. It don't taste the same.
Right,
now,
right.
As far as taste like that, yeah, I want it at the house. Because when I cook it, I mean, you know, I ain't the greatest cook, but it's going to taste better than what's going to be at the restaurant.
Exactly. All right. So, I ask you those now. I'm actually basically pretty much controversial. More controversial question of the show.
Uh-huh.
And this is the sidebar. You already told me what kind you like or whatever. Oh, one more thing. You know, you from the hood. You from Panama City. You feel me? You from the Bangin' Bay. What's your favorite spot in the hood? What spot in the hood do you feel like is, like, so motherfucking fine? Like, you know they ain't got them a lot of places. It's, like, only one because it's only, like, self-owned in your hood. You feel me?
Oh. This little Indian spot. Oh, my goodness. I can't even remember the name of it. I got them on speed dial. I'll call them up. They pretty much already know what I want.
Indian spot in Panama City?
I promise you it is. It's right across the street from Kmart over there.
So you mean to tell me?
You mean
to get on this goddamn show and tell me that an Indian spot is better than Glenn's Barbecue or Dandy Donut?
Now my daddy barbecue got all the barbecue beat, so I mean he ain't in no store, so I can't I can't put nobody over Daddy Barbecue.
All right. One more question.
You can go to 1810 and get you some fire-ass barbecue if you want to.
All right. I feel that. Like you said, you like the home cook. I'm going to the 2-1 next before I ask this one question. Last question. How important is it for you, do you feel, a chick needs to know how to cook when it comes down to locking in a motherfucking dude?
Hell, she got to learn how to cook. To me, a man needs to know how to cook, too.
Yeah, okay. But, we all know that the goddamn women really know need to know how to cook. You feel
yeah,
me?
I don't know how a woman can think that she's going to attract and even keep a man if she can't cook.
If she's fine, she got a good chance of doing it. Now, I'm be honest with you. I'm
going
to tell you right now.
You know,
hey,
you can't eat out
hey.
All the time. I mean, at some hey. Point, you're going to have to get in the kitchen. And if you literally burn everything, that ain't
yeah.
cute.
And I'm going to the 201 after this. One time, let me tell everybody real quick. Pay attention. Ladies, if you ain't fine, if you ain't gorgeous, or if you ain't really at least a goddamn 8 or better, man, fuck that, 7. Ladies, if you ain't a motherfucking 7 or better, you're going to need to know how to motherfucking cook. You can't be fucked up looking and can't cook. That's your goddamn out. That's your goddamn plan B, bitch. All right? Kill your motherfucking self if you fucking ugly and you can't cook. Kill your fucking self. All right.
Let me tell you something, though.
What?
I think I'm a cute chick, but even my mama said looks ain't going to get you everywhere in life, so you still going to have to learn how to cook something. I think every chick needs to have at least one meal. If she can't cook nothing else, she needs to have at least one whole meal that she can cook.
Now, fuck that. You need more than one. I ain't gonna eat the same
I'm saying. If she, I mean, I'm just saying. If she can't cook nothing else, some people say, well, I don't cook. Girl, you need to have, you need to at least try to put them on.
She need to go find a whole girl with four kids.
Or something.
She need to go hang around there. Fuck that. She need to hang around that home girl she got with four kids that know how to do it and goddamn spend a couple of days over there with that bitch. If we're hanging with that other hoe.
She better start somewhere. I can't fuck with her.
All right, let me take this other caller before they hang up. 201,
okay.
You on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yo, what's going on?
Yeah, man, I want to request that Red Boy, We Be Ballin'.
God damn it, Red Boy! Fuck, man, I'm going for the fucking song, Red Boy. Why do you keep telling people to call the fucking show requesting this nigga shit? I told this nigga I'm playing this shit in 30 minutes. God damn it, man.
Nah.
He's on the
I don't even know who he is. I was just on the other day and you played it.
What?
I said I was on the other day and you played it. I don't know who he is.
All right, I'm going to play this nigga Red Boy shit again, man. You feel me? I'm playing this by request, Red Boy. I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it, all right? I'm going to play the first song y'all hear. Y'all stay on the line. If y'all want to hear the song, just stay around. All these calls on my line. I got like, man, it's about like, I got 6 people on my fucking line for the Red Boy dude. Stay on the line, man. I'm going to spin the Red Boy shit in a minute. 347-934-0966. 678-849. You on the air. Call him. Call
him. Hi, how are you? Can I request a song?
If it's Red Boy, I'm going to play the goddamn song, Shawty. Damn it.
I just want to hear it. Thank you.
Are you listening on your phone or on the internet? Damn it. This nigga Red Boy, man. Oh, now I can't decipher which motherfucking callers are the callers or the niggas asking the nigga Red Boy to flood my damn line with playing this song. I think we're going to do this every day, Red Boy. Every day, homie. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. If any of you motherfuckers out there on the phone requesting Red Boy got a fucking computer, log on and listen to the show on the internet. Find it on MySpace. You feel me? Red Boy, telling you right now, home. I'm going to send you a motherfucking, you need a goddamn free request to K-100 show. Nigga, I'm telling you. I ain't playing your shit no more, nigga. If I ain't any motherfucking top friends after the motherfucking night, kill yourself. After the night, Red Boy, I need to be your top friends on your MySpace page. MySpace.com/K100Radio, all one word. Go to the MySpace page and make me your top friend. I ain't playing your shit no more, Red Boy. But I'm going to play it tonight, y'all, because you got your motherfucking phone line filled up. Half up asking for your damn phone. King, what's going on, King?
Nothing much.
What's going on, baby? Thanks for calling in to the show. You dig?
Yeah.
You hear the homie Red Boy got the line swole up here?
I hear it.
Somebody texted me said I couldn't get through. This nigga got my damn phone filled. Well, fuck.
Damn.
Texting me like I can't get through. All right, what's going on?
Man, nothing. Of course, you know, I'm not calling to request a song.
I know. You calling to talk about the topic at hand, which is episode fucking 62. I'm talking to everybody, Taste Buzz, tonight. 347-934-0966 is the number to call into your show. I'm your host, Blizzum. You feel me? Thanks to everybody for tuning in to K100 Internet Radio. You dig? All right, Key. First motherfucking question. What kind of food do you like to eat? What's your favorite kind of food?
I love seafood.
I love seafood,
love,
too, man. Fucking with that.
I'll
try to debate which I really don't. It's a hard question to ask what's my favorite.
I like it more. Oh, you talking about as far as seafood and soul food?
Yeah.
If I had to choose, I'd probably choose seafood first.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I feel you. Well, I put it like this right here. Outside of, I'm gonna stop counting soul food because everybody grew up in the hood. Everybody who grew up in the fucking hood eat that shit. You feel me? So
How
could you not really love that shit, nigga? You was raised on it. I be tripping off niggas who get all goddamn get up and get money and shit and act like they can't eat no goddamn soul food.
Don't get it twisted. I will fuck up soul food.
I can understand you not like eating like pork and shit no more because I don't eat pork no more. You just want to change that
shit. I don't do that either.
But still, nigga, you still eat some collard greens. You ain't got to put the ham fat in that.
Put you a turkey wing in there.
Yeah, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Don't get beside your motherfucking self, nigga, because you done got a little bit of motherfucking money, nigga. Oh, now you can't eat nothing but steak and shrimp. Fuck nigga.
Oh, nah. I eat some soul food.
Yeah, real talk. You understand what I'm saying? So, all right. So that's your, I guess seafood really ain't no, I guess that is that. Yeah, look, I'm going to count seafood as a type because it really ain't regular plain soul food. You feel me? You understand?
Yeah.
So I go ahead. I guess that's basically the answer to the second question. Yeah. I'm everybody who on the line, if seafood, I'm counting seafood as like it's seafood, Chinese or Mexican. I'm counting that as a niche.
I like Jamaican food too.
That's your favorite like ethnic food.
Yeah, like, that's my favorite ethnic type food.
Yeah, because seafood basically is an American food at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I ain't going to count that. I ain't counting that. No, I'm not counting that. I'm talking about like you eat like Italian or Mexican or some other shit like that. So, you like Jamaican?
Well, if it's outside of that, I like Jamaican. Yeah.
All right. True. All right. You already know that I got to answer the next question, then I'm going to go into a song. I guess I'm going to play fucking Red Boy. What else am I going to play? Obviously. But before I go into that, how important do you think it is that a chick know how to goddamn cook when it come down to goddamn to the
even if it don't come down to a man, you need to know how to cook, period. Fuck that. I don't give a damn what you're trying to get a man or not. You need to know how to cook. Like, I don't even play that. I've been cooking since I was 11.
Right. Listen, this is my whole thing. This the motherfucking killer. Have you ever met a bitch with like 3 kids and don't know how to cook? Where they make them hoes?
Yeah, it's some of them out there. I'm like, bitch, your kids eat hot dogs and cereal every fucking day.
Yeah.
I mean, for real. Yeah.
Listen, I got a homegirl who got a goddamn sister. This bitch got 3 motherfucking kids and this bitch can't cook a lick. I'm like, bitch, where the fuck? How this bitch got 3 months? That tell me right there, bitch. I ain't got to ask you, bitch. I know that bitch got to be a bad mama. Ain't no motherfucking way in hell she gonna be a good mama. Got 3 motherfucking kids. Even if you got 1, you ain't learned after the first because you still running your hot ass in the motherfucking street. Maybe nigga 2, even though at 2 I'm putting nigga, you got 3 kids, bitch, and you can't do nothing but boil Roman noodles, poke. Kill that bitch. I ain't mean to hit the applause. Kill that bitch. She on some other shit.
That's crazy as hell right there.
I don't even play like that in the kitchen.
I try not to feed people too much, though. I don't feed every dude, because then you can't get rid of them.
You right. Some niggas goddamn, you know what I'm saying? And nigga like me don't give a fuck, goddamn it. I mean, you going to need to know how to cook to be my old lady, but I don't need you to cook for me, because my mama goddamn threw a nigga in the kitchen like nigga sink or swim sometimes. And I can do my 1-2. You did? I can whip some shit together. I'm straight. But I ain't going to lie. When it comes down to if this chick want to be wifey, and you can't cook, fuck your mother. All right, I'm taking this one last call, and then I'm going to goddamn to the song. You feel me? Keep stay on the line, though, all right?
All right.
All right, one more caller. This better not be a fucking request for Red Boy. You on the air, caller.
Hey, you already know what it is, man. I want to hear my nigga Red Boy, bro. You already know, man. We be balling.
This nigga here, man. Fuck it. K1's the Internet Radio. Once again, for everybody that's on the damn line, it's the homie Red Boy representing that Riverdale, that Clayco. Out to A. Let me run this dude's song, man. I bet half my motherfucking callers gonna hang up after this shit. 347-934-0966. I'm your motherfucking host, Blizzum. You understand what I'm saying? This the homie Red Boy. We be balling. Here we go,
okay.
Homie.
Tom Davis.
Okay.
Davis.
Yeah, bro.
Till we pass out. Now, homie, now everybody that's called into the show for the Red Boy joint, I want you to stay on the line and I want you to continue to listen to the show, you feel me? But I have fulfilled your request and I ran the homie's Red Boy joint, you feel me? But the joint is crunk, you dig? You can bump in the club in the A-Town, you understand what I'm saying? They can throw that on behind some Soulja Boy, behind some Walker, you feel me? I roll with it. But more than anything, I respect the little homie grind. So that's why I went on ahead and ran that shit. You feel what I'm saying? But everybody, welcome back to the show. 347-934-0966. You dig? I'm your host, Blizzum. You're listening to K100 Internet Radio. We broadcasting live via Ustream. You feel me? All of my new listeners and all my Red Boy fans, y'all hit a nigga up on the motherfucking MySpace, myspace.com/K100Radio. You understand what I'm saying? Red Boy, make me a top friend ASAP. ASAP, nigga. Damn it. And I want to welcome y'all to the show, man. Y'all go ahead and listen to all this shit. I know some of y'all might not. I don't want to talk over none of y'all head. You feel me? Y'all going to learn some shit, though. And my shit extra crook and extra real. You feel me? So, welcome to the show, man. Thanks for supporting the show. I'll be one of them. If you're supporting Red Boy, it don't matter. You're still supporting the show because you're making my goddamn calls that go through the fucking roof. Don't even fucking matter. And thanks again. All right? Back to the motherfucking subject at hand. Episode 62. I'm talking to you motherfucking taste buds tonight. You understand what I'm saying? Welcome everybody that's listening online. I see all y'all with y'all numbers blocked and shit. All y'all don't, I mean, I'm going to answer the phone still. It don't matter. You dig? I see all y'all out there, though. And also, shouts out to everybody that's listening to the replay after the fact. You understand what I'm saying? Welcome. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. Now, somebody said something earlier that was pretty fucking interesting. You know what? I haven't even answered the fucking the first question myself. Let me go ahead and do that before I answer any more calls. All right. First of all, I personally love me seafood too. You feel me? Some good ass seafood. Now see that, but I'm kind of biased. You feel me? I'm from Florida. A lot of motherfuckers get down with the seafood down there. I be meeting people. I think this shit gonna depend on where you from. You know what I mean? If you from like Texas or some shit, then your favorite food might be a motherfucking steak or some shit. I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? It's whatever the fuck they eat up there. You know what I'm saying? Out there, I mean. And if you from up north, or you know, like I said, you from the middle of the goddamn Midwest and shit, y'all probably getting that old nasty-ass box goddamn fish out the goddamn Walmart aisle and shit that's been frozen and shit. And it's all good. I mean, I eat that too. You understand what I'm saying? But ain't nothing like some fresh-ass motherfucking goddamn red snapper that motherfucker just caught at the goddamn dock. God damn it, you feel me? That day, skin that motherfucker down and fry that motherfucker up and season it right. Yeah, fucking with it. So since I'm a Florida boy, I will say my favorite food outside of just old-fashioned, old-school home-cooked meal, you know, soul food, you feel me? You know, some baked chicken and greens and some rice shit, some cornbread type shit, you know what I mean? I'm country, yeah. You know what I mean? Besides, outside of just food like that, which of course I eat the most and I grew up on, so I will say that it's my favorite. Outside of that, I like seafood too. But my favorite, like, ethnic, I guess you want to say when, you know, when it's like some not American shit, I guess you could say, un-American food. I love some motherfucking Italian food, man. Like, I love any kind of, like, goddamn pasta and shit. Like, you know, spaghetti, and I love, like, lasagna, and I love, like, fettuccine, Alfredo shit, like, all that shit. Nigga, I be hitting the motherfucking Olive Garden up, nigga. Carrabba's, you dig? You know what I'm saying? They don't got no Fazoli's around this motherfucker. Fazoli's like the fast food version of an Italian restaurant. They just got a drive through in that bitch, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how many of y'all know about that, you feel me? But the Fazoli's, I be fucking them up. As far as fast food, I don't eat a lot of fast food, but I gotta say right now, I'm fucking with that Zaxby's, man. I don't know, I'm addicted to that goddamn Zaxby's. Boy, they got them five salads and they got them goddamn, you know, their chicken wings be on point to me. So I gotta say, man, probably that motherfucker's asking, man. I ain't asked my other callers about fast food and shit. If y'all want to answer that fast food question, because that's like a whole nother animal. You feel what I'm saying? But my favorite fast food joint to hit up, I got to say right now, is Zaxby's. The only bad part about Zaxby's is all them bitches close super motherfucking early, so you can't eat the shit after the club or on some late night shit. You feel me? But they all close about 9 or 10 or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Early as a motherfucker. You know, other than that, everybody already know, nigga, after the club anyway. 9 out of 10 times, the only thing open is some shit. If you really club a lot, you gonna hit that motherfucking Waffle House up. You know what I mean? I don't understand when niggas tell me they from the South and, like, nigga, they don't eat Waffle House. Like for real, you don't eat Waffle House? Even though I know you can get sick of eating because I ate that shit all the time growing up. But, nigga, you don't eat Waffle House? Like, I mean, air 9 again? I'll fuck some Waffle House up. You know what I mean? Real talk. I don't eat it all the time, but I fuck some Waffle House up. Alright. 347-934-0966. Look, all the Red Boy people, they're different now. That's the type of shit I'm talking about. That's the type of shit I'm talking about. I ain't playing. Alright, I gotta trick this motherfucker. Alright, trick ball, you Red Boy fans. Nah, I'm fucking with y'all, man. I respect that homie Grind. He got y'all ass calling him and he blowing my call stats up, so I appreciate it. It don't even matter. I might not spin it every time you ask me. But I did spin it back to back. You feel me? 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show. You dig? I got some more music lined up, too, that I wanted to play tonight. You feel me? That I wanted to spin. Kind of getting my little playlist together, whatnot, what have you. You understand what I'm saying? Got some R&B type shit I'm going to go ahead and run with right now while we in between. I got some calls on the line, but nobody's sitting in number one. Maybe they just kind of busy at the moment. You feel what I'm saying? So, I'm going to go ahead and get into some more music. I'm going to spin my homegirl, Taisha Brown, because she hit me up earlier today. I know she's working, so she can't really necessarily listen to the show at particular hours. But I'm going to go ahead and spin her joint, you feel me, because I like her music, basically. All right? This is Dance If You Want To. This is Taisha Brown on K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. My co-host, P-Red, is out. But we're going to come back from this song, and we get some more calls on the line to talk about their favorite foods and what they're going to eat. We'll get it cracking, you dig? And the main side question is, how important do you think it is for a chick to be able to know how to cook when it comes down locking in her man? All these little young niggas that's calling in for the goddamn we be balling joint, them niggas like under 21, they don't count. So, Tasha Brown.
We gon' put it all on the line.
feel me? What time for got that to come for the show, you feel me? Going into a motherfucking episode, you understand what I'm saying? Welcome to the motherfucking show, K1 Shit Radio, 347-934-0966. Hit the number one if you want to holler at me. If not, I'm going to this next song. It's your homeboy Blizzo, I'm the host, you feel me? And goddamn it, this is a goddamn remix I did over that motherfucking Drake joint over. I'm running that right about now, you feel me? Thanks for tuning into the show. K1's in their radio.
Young Money, Young Money.
Produced by the president.
Yeah.
PressBeast.com.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights. We've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh, yes, that's right. I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. This is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over. All right. Bottles on me. Long as someone drink it. Never drop the ball. Fuck are y'all thinking? Making sure the young money ship is never sinking. About to set it off in this bitch, Jada Pinkett. Known, about to go thriller, Mike Jackson on these niggas. All I need's a fucking red jacket with some zippers. Super good split out, a package of the switches. I did it overnight, it couldn't happen any quicker. Y'all know them, well fuck it, me either. But point the biggest skeptic out, I make them a believer. It wouldn't be the first time I done it, throwing hundreds. Man, I should be throwing ones, bitch, I'm running. I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last. Yeah, who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights. We've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh, yes, that's right. I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. This is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over.
Coming up, cause I can smell the hate up in the room. Yeah. This new face to make they hoes slice swagger say ooh. Smoking dagger moves, I had them hoes up after school. New kid up on the block, if I'm to rock you, absolutely. And I'ma set the standard higher, see if you can handle fire. Tell a hater one time, I get an ass what they desire. She code, my words never move through the wire. Never. Through some headphones, I make your iPod tighter.
Okay.
I fix problems like a fucking hammer and some pliers. But the tools stay Smith and Wesson, not Black and Decker.
No.
The microphone checker, sweat the booth is like my mecca. So nice, I make it paradise. When I'm up on the record,
hey.
Listen, the illest rapper in the underground circuit, it's over. The president's gonna have to send the secret service. And way before you heard it, like Drake, I had a purpose. I'ma bust up on the scene and make that record deal work.
I know way too many people here right now that I didn't know last year. Who the fuck are y'all? I swear it feels like the last few nights. We've been everywhere and back, but I just can't remember it all. What am I doing? What am I doing? Oh, yes, that's right. I'm doing me. I'm doing me. I'm living life right now, man. This is what I'ma do till it's over. Till it's over. But it's far from over.
Welcome to...
Alright, welcome back to the show, you dig? K100 Internet Radio, 347-934-0966. That's the number to call into the show, 347-934-0966, you dig? Thanks, everybody. 347-934-0966, my bad. That's the number to call into the show, episode 62. I'm talking to your taste buds tonight, people. You feel me? I'm asking a couple of different questions that when it pertains to food. You understand what I'm saying? Got music in the background by the homies Track Pros too, you know what I'm saying? They had sent me some beats, so I'm running their beats in the background, by the way. Mixed in with a couple of beats from my homie Nick Tail and V-Lo and myself. But the Track Pros do have some tracks playing in the background. Shouts out to them. You feel me? Got a couple more people on the line, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I don't know. I thought this motherfucking topic would just have my line filled. Even though my line, I had 20 motherfucking people on the line earlier, all trying to request a homie Red Boy goddamn song. But like I said, big ups to him for goddamn being on this grind and telling people to call and request this shit. It all starts with a movement. So I respect that. So I played it back-to-back days. You understand what I'm saying? But if you're on the line, hit the number one if you want to holler at me. I'm talking about food. What's your favorite kind of food? You feel me? You know, whether you like to eat at home or eat out, basically. But the side controversial question that I ask you, not really controversial, you know, I always got to ask some shit about the relationship type shit. How important do you think it is that a female know how to cook when it comes down to, you know, having a man or whatever? You know what I'm saying? You know the old saying, the best way to a man's, the best way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I think that's what it says. Some shit like that. Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. I ain't going to say that's the best way. You know what I mean? You know, it's one other spot that you can hit that's a real good way to get to my, you know what I'm saying, to get my attention. You dig? And we all know what the fuck that is. But, and this is a very big but. You feel me? But, I will say that in order for you to really lock a brother like me down, you feel what I'm saying? In order to really lock a brother like me down to be wifey, yeah, I'm gonna need you to know how to get in the kitchen and do your thing. You feel what I'm saying? If you can't get in the kitchen and do your thing, man, I don't know what to tell you on that. You feel what I'm saying? I could kick it with you, and we could date, and we could be friends, whatever. But I need you to know how to cook, and I need you to know how to cook good. I ain't saying get in there and just play around, and you can, you know, put some chicken nuggets in there, you know what I'm saying? And burn and boil a fucking hot dog. Hell no. I'm talking about cook a hot 3-course meal. You know, bread don't count as a course, I guess. I guess you could count bread as a course. I don't know. Is bread? Nah, fuck that. Fuck that. Bread ain't no course. Bread ain't one. Fuck that. But I'm just saying, cook something, man. I don't give a fuck if it's hamburger helper, man. Do something. Baked chicken, you feel me? You know what I mean? I just need for you to know how to go in there and really hold your own in the kitchen. Because me and a couple of my homeboys, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple of homeboys that can cook too. You feel what I'm saying? So, I need you to be able to cook at least as good as I can, or preferably better. Which is not an easy task, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, if you can't feed me, how you gonna feed if we have them kids? You know what I'm saying? And I already did this once, but let me go ahead and kill every woman with children that don't know how to cook. And I know a lot of y'all will call up here and be like, oh, just because you got kids, well, I mean, cooking don't. I had somebody post up on my Facebook, you feel me? How important is that a woman cook? Man, you had all these young women. I knew they was young just by looking at these pictures and what they were saying. But man, these young females, they like, they don't give a fuck. You know, they gonna eat out or whatever. They maybe because they mamas ain't teaching them how to cook like back in the day. Like, you know how the generation shit is changing. So like now people are less interactive. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, cats don't really go fishing with their granddaddy like they used to anymore. And I guess grandmama and them don't teach these goddamn young bras how to cook no more or something. I don't know what the fuck is up with that. But all these motherfucking young ass goddamn girls was on the goddamn shit like, I don't care. I don't give a damn. I don't need to know how to cook. And if he can't be with anybody, kid, oh well, keep it moving. Blah, blah. Look. And I understand it was like 21 or some shit. The dude who posted the shit, no, a chick posted it up. She wasn't number 21, but you know, I got hundreds of friends on Facebook. So I just happened to be one of her friends, you feel me? And she posted it up. She can cook herself, but all her little homegirls, man, you should have heard that shit. You feel me? One of them up there, her goddamn profile picture, her and her two kids, and she's talking about some shit. I'm with the Roman noodles, baby, all day. I'm like, goddamn, what's wrong with your goddamn, what's wrong with these goddamn badass kids? These motherfuckers ain't eating at home. Bitch, get in there and cook. All you gotta do is read. Can you read? Can you follow the directions on the back of the motherfucking box? It ain't even that hard. I ain't asking you to go in there and be a chef. I'm just saying, get in there and be able to cook a hot meal for a brother. And for your kids, I really ain't understanding a grown woman with children who can't cook. You know a chick, like I said, who got a sister, three kids, and the bitch can't cook? How the hell are children? And she ain't rich, so therefore, you ain't eating out every night, because you ain't even got it like that. You feel what I'm saying? So, we already know you ain't eating out like that, because if you did, you wouldn't be living in the hood. You feel what I'm saying? So, why the fuck you don't know how to cook? What the fuck do you be doing at night when it's time for your kids to eat? Roman noodles every night, bitch? Every night? Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches? Ham sandwiches every night? Why your kids bad as hell? You know what I'm saying? They can't function. You can't function at food. Everybody got to eat. And this is the subject that I anticipated a whole bunch of callers because everybody got to eat and everybody love to eat. I said in my synopsis of the show, after hanging with my family, music, and fucking food, the number four thing on my list that I like is a good ass fucking meal. I don't know who don't like a good meal. I mean, where they do, where, show me a person who don't like a good meal. Now, you got some people that you like, they so slum or whatever, they so goddamn poor. It's like, whatever they eat, they good, as long as they eat. Fuck that shit. I'm living rather all right over here, so that's just not how I'm cooking. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to need to eat some food. You know what I'm saying? I ain't talking about no fat, no chicken nuggets type shit. You feel what I'm saying? If a motherfucker can't cook no, if you can't even cook a nigga a pot of spaghetti, the easiest shit in the world, that should take like under boiled noodles, fried meat, seasoned meat, fried meat, pour in the Prego. You can go buy the bag salad, motherfucker, and boil the egg and chop it up. You can't cook that? Your kids eating fucking ramen noodles every night? Yeah, I do measure a woman by her ability to cook. I will openly admit it. I make no apologies for that shit. That is something that I look for because I'm going to tell you right now, the way I look at it is, if your fucking ass can't cook, it's a whole bunch of more shit you can't motherfucking do, like clean. You probably a junky, messy female if you can't fucking cook. Because them kind of, wherever you learn how to cook at, you learn how to clean at the same time. Your mama didn't teach your ass how to cook, but not clean. Like, or your grandmama, or who the fuck ever. So I be measuring, I'm just saying, and hey, 347-934-0966, hit the number one if you're on the line. If you agree or disagree with what I'm saying, do you think it's fair for me to do that? Now, of course, I want to ask you the main questions of the show. You feel what I'm saying? The main question of the show is, what's your favorite food? What type of food do you like to eat? You understand what I'm saying? I'm also asking you if you got any hood spots from in your own little town where you from. It's like the bomb. Put us up on game. Tell us about it. That may not be a national chain. You feel me? It's a couple of little spots from Bay County. I'm telling you, man. We come down like barbecue. You couldn't beat Glenn's barbecue back in my day. But I did have Shay call here and say her daddy can beat Glenn. I guess the man who made it Glenn dead. Did Glenn die? Because damn it, if the originator who used to cook back then, damn it, if he can cook better than Glenn's, goddamn it, Shay, you got you something. I'm going to give your dad a prop if he can goddamn cook better than goddamn Glenn. But I don't really eat that much barbecue no more because I don't eat that much ribs. So I will go there and get some damn chicken or something. All right, I'm going to the lines. I got a couple people with their hands raised. You feel me? Look, Shay raised her hand. But let me get to these other callers real quick. You feel me? First in line was Keisha F. And then I think that's Miss McNair. But we're going to go ahead and go to Keisha first. What's going on, Keisha?
Hey, what's going on?
All right. What's poppin'? Thanks for calling the show. Now, let me ask you this. First off, first and foremost, what's your favorite kind of food? And when I say your favorite food, just in general, across the board, your favorite food?
Italian and seafood.
Both of them.
No, I'll take seafood over Italian any day.
Okay, I feel you. Because you actually picked the same exact two I got, and you kind of picked them in that order. You feel what I'm saying? But do you eat like regular, you know, your favorite ain't like some good old collard greens, chicken, and some rice and shit you don't like?
I like it, but it's not my favorite, no. And I mean, growing up, I was that picky kid. My mother couldn't stand it. I wouldn't eat meat. I was awful. Like, when she made greens, I would pick the meat out of the greens. If she made, like, neck bones or something, I would look at a neck bone like it was something green. I couldn't eat stuff. Yeah. I was a kid. And, like, and to this day, like, I can cook some greens. I can cook some peas, some black-eyed peas and rice and all that stuff. But I'm not going to cook no neck bones for nobody. I'm sorry.
You could cook. I don't even eat neck bones and shit no more because I don't eat pork. But I mean, some of that soul food shit that I used to eat back in the day that I used to think was so motherfucking good. Y'all hit me up too. 347-934-0966. What's some goddamn old shit back in the day that you used to eat that you thought was good that you'd be like, how the fuck? I'm going to tell you right now. Pig feet. I know I used to eat pig feet back in the day. But for the life of me now, I don't know how the fuck I used to stomach that shit. Just the fact that it's the foot of a pig right now just make my stomach turn. I can't believe I used to ingest that shit and thought it was good. Nigga, pig feet and rice fuck it up every time. Every time. Now, I never did get it for chickens. Now, I don't understand people who eat that shit.
Nah, literally, I can't eat chicken feet. Shit. My mother would pick up some chicken feet.
Yeah, literally eat that shit. Eat you know what I'm saying? But, I can't fuck with that. Okay, so moving right along, let's go ahead and ask. Okay, you said Italian. Okay, you answered those two questions. What's your favorite spot in the hood that really ain't that big that you be eating a lot?
Well, you said it, Glenn's. I used to go there and just be like, can I have some bread? I just want a bread and barbecue sauce. I just want to sit up in here and just have some bread with y'all.
Right.
I just love it, love it. And then
yeah,
my sister stayed at one of them, so we would get it for free half the time. I mean, all you had to do was walk in there and be like, hey. Yeah.
Yeah. You really had it sweet. You make
yeah,
me
we
sick.
Had to do it.
Damn it.
No.
Chicks. All right, anyway, favorite fast food, and then we get into the main question. Favorite fast food spot?
Favorite fast food, McDonald's, hands down.
What?
I know.
Yeah.
It's not,
come on,
awesome.
Man. McDonald's?
McDonald's. Isn't that sad? But you know what, though? If I go to Chicago, my favorite fast food place, oh, my gosh, there's a place called Harold's Chicken.
Oh, yeah,
my goodness. It don't make sense. You will go home and hurt your mama's feelings after you have some Harold's Chicken.
Yeah. It's a, you know, it, I think it's the one in Alabama. I think I've seen a Harold's Chicken in Alabama, as a matter of fact.
Really?
I think I've seen one.
Oh, Lord.
I heard of it. I never ate it, but I think I've heard people from other places that talk about Harold's Chicken.
It don't make no sense. It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
Right, right. Okay, so before I go to the next caller, you already know the main question, the little controversial question, how important do you think it is that a sister need to know how to cook when it comes down to securing her man? Let's hear it.
I mean, if you want to survive, if you want to live, you're going to have to learn to cook. I mean, I will say that I'm no professional. I'm going to pick up a recipe, and I'm going to follow that recipe to the T. But if I want to eat, if my kids are going to eat, I'm going to have to do something other than some doggone ramen noodles. Whoever that chick was is crazy.
I'm just saying, man, I'm telling you, man, she was like, she don't give a fuck about knowing how to cook. Her kids don't. All she had was a freezer full of frozen nuggets, frozen pizzas, sandwich meat. You feel me? Shit that she could just put in there and hit and like microwave.
That's lunch stuff. That's not dinner.
Right, but that's what she cooks
that's
for kids.
Right.
She has three kids, and like if she cooking, it's gonna be a hot dog. She might throw like some frozen hamburger patties on her foaming grill. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But I'm like, she can't really sit down and prep a real meal. And I think that does me personally, and people, I got a couple people online. I'm finna come to everybody, cause everybody hitting number one when I said that, as if I said something wrong. But I do judge a woman. I mean, I don't judge her just cause she can't cook. Don't mean she a hoe. That's not what I'm saying, everybody. I'm just saying that. I do take it into consideration, and I do rank that up as one of my things I look for, and I think every man should look for in a woman. I don't know, man. Maybe it's just me. Maybe that's chauvinistic, but whatever. Whatever.
Oh, and I agree with what you said earlier. Wherever she learned to cook is where she learned to clean.
Basically.
So if you start paying attention when mama and grandmama and auntie them were in there cleaning up the bathroom, you probably got poop all around your toilet seat.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
No.
Exactly. They go hand in hand.
But I think I picked up on some stuff what they were doing.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, when we do, you know, our family meals or something, I'm the one in charge of the cornbread because people don't think I know how to cook. But when they come to my house, they ain't going to starve.
Right. All right. I'm just asking the question, man, because, you know, a lot of women think that's chauvinistic. And when the chick posted it up on Facebook, I said, I'm going to add that as a side note to my question tonight. You feel what I'm saying? And a lot of the young girls is like, I don't give a damn. They don't care. Like the young girl, even early, everybody who's tuning in now, I got people jumping on the line now. The first hour, I had one of these guys, this artist named Red Boy. He had like fucking 8-10 people calling the show, requesting his damn song, forcing me to play his shit back-to-back days. But he had some niggas on the line. They all young dudes, you feel me? And they like ill-concerned with how motherfucking, I'm telling all y'all, you motherfuckers that was listening, they like, that shit don't matter the older you get. You feel what I'm saying? It might not matter to you right now. You understand what I'm saying? But it will matter the older you get. You feel me? And most of the people that listen to my show are like 25 to 40. You understand what I'm saying? For the most part. So I know they give a fuck. All right. Thank you, Keisha. I'm going to go to the next call, all right?
All right.
All right. Mix Benair, you in the building?
Hey, what's going on?
What's going on, babe? What's popping? Thanks for calling the show.
No problem.
Shout out to all my loyal listeners. I got a lot of listeners, but my loyal people who will actively hit the number one and call. Big ups to y'all, because I have people on the phone. I be seeing all these numbers and stuff, and they're sitting on here, and they don't say shit, but it's all good. I appreciate that support either. But I just want to big up all my people who always hit that fucking number one. When I see certain numbers, I'll be like, at some point, I know they're going to hit the number one. Talk to me. But anyway, but I appreciate all you other listeners too, the people who listen afterwards and download it, and also everybody who just listens and just don't want to talk, but they just want to support. Thanks to y'all too. All right, Veronica, what's your favorite kind of food?
Favorite
honestly,
okay,
keep it 100.
Right.
I don't have one. If it's good, I like it.
Right.
I love food. I'm just mac and cheese, potato salad, a good pizza.
You like dishes. You don't have a favorite kind. You just like dishes.
I like dishes. Oh, man, but this is the Cab Market has this beef lasagna. Oh, man. The Cab Market, the Cab Farmer's Market, they have, like, this little cafeteria in there, and they have the best lasagna.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Cab Farmer's Market. How do you end up eating somewhere like that anyway?
I used to, well, when I used to work at the post office, I used to pass there on the way to work. And when we started, like, shopping in there, you know, just produce and stuff like that. And they had the little, you know, kitchen or whatever. And so they have different dishes. I'm talking on the phone. They have different dishes, like even ethnic dishes like samosas and, you know, cabbage. I just like food. If it tastes good, the way it feels in my mouth, it's food. If it's good, I'll eat it.
Right. And you can cook, right? You can cook, right?
Huh? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm from a cooking family. I mean, we all cook, the fellas and the ladies.
Right, now. You too.
The fellas and the ladies.
Okay, so what do you like eating more, out to eat or a good meal cooked in the house or a good meal when you're out to eat? Which one do you prefer?
I'd rather have a good meal at home.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Now, all right, next question. What's the favorite fast food joint?
My favorite fast food joint would have to be... and see, because I cook a lot, so I'm trying to think. If I had to have it,
it's a good question, ain't it?
Yeah, because, I mean...
It's not as easy as you think. I know mine. If everybody who's just tuning in, I asked her what's the favorite fast food joint, and I asked everybody else that in the first hour. And, my favorite fast food joint is hands down fucking Zaxby's. I will fuck Zaxby's.
Oh, see, that's what I was thinking, but then I was thinking, like, well, that would be chicken if I'm in the mood for chicken, but... Actually, I ate at Zaxby's twice today because I was in a hurry. I got Amari something, and then I got home and got me a milkshake. But, yeah, I even prefer Zaxby's over Chick-fil-A now. I just, you know,
they can't be faded. And I don't eat beef and pork. Everybody
right.
So to be fair, I don't eat burgers, so I don't really eat at burger joints. Even if I do, I'm going to get a chicken sandwich anyway. So maybe that's why, but I don't give a damn, man. That shit is just good. Period.
It's good.
Yeah, basically, it's just good. You feel what I'm saying? Okay, so let's go ahead and get into the main meat and potatoes question. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and just be. How do you feel about what I said earlier about the importance of a chick knowing how to cook when it comes down to securing the man and just being a woman? You feel me? I think it's important when it comes down. I think it's important in two aspects. I think if you really want to get you a husband and get married and do all that, you really going to need to cook. Because me and most of the dudes that I know, a chick knowing how to cook at my age, I'm 30 plus, you feel me? So at my age, you need to know how to cook. And I think just when you say you a grown woman, you say you want to boost and boast yourself up and say you the total package. If that package don't contain being able to cook a goddamn hot meal, I ain't giving
something.
You nothing. You can go from a 10 to a 7 just by that right there with me. I don't give a damn how good you look. When it comes down to how high I rank you as an overall woman, you could be beautiful, but if I feel like you can't fucking boil a hot dog, and I'm taking 3 strikes from your ass ASAP.
I think it's necessary, man. I mean, like I said, I come from a family of cooks, but I like cooking. I feel like I'm taking care of my family when I'm in the kitchen. You know, I get up on Sunday morning and I make homemade pancakes and I make, you know, homemade waffles and stuff like that, you know, do the batter and stuff. And I just like cooking. I think every woman should. I mean, that's a whole nother subject, though, just all the stuff they put, you know, in processed food. So, I mean, I'd rather get me some either frozen peas or dried beans and season them up and, you know, cut my greens up. Or, I mean, even if you got to buy them in the bag already cut, I mean, you can even do semi-homemade, just as long as you know how to put some love in it. That's what it's all about to me.
Right. I ain't saying you got to Listen, I told everybody, I was like, yo, you ain't got to be able to go in there and throw down like grandmama them, because we all know times have changed and people don't really go in there and really, they just can't really cook like their mamas and grandmamas, you know, because it's like a generation, you know, the problems that I was trying to tell everybody, I understand the generational divide and gap that happened. So just like guys, like now, kids don't go fishing with their grandpa and stuff like that back in the day. A lot of stuff will go up under there and help their daddy fix the car or whatever, so they don't know how to change the fucking tire. You feel me? I understand all that, but what I'm saying is, I understand that changed over time, but what I'm also saying is that, so I know a lot of people are not going to, I know a lot of them not going to understand how to cook, but you can go in there and make a concerted effort. You feel what I'm saying? You can go in there and make a concerted effort. You feel me? To go in there and learn how to, you can look at the box, it don't matter. But I do measure a woman on how much you know how to cook. Even if you don't know how to cook, like your grandmama them. You need to know how to go in there and whip up some fucking hamburger helper or some shit, spaghetti, whatever. But if your kids, if you got three kids, like I was telling an example, the chick got three kids and she can't do nothing but cook ramen noodles, or all they do is eat chicken nuggets. You feel what I'm saying? Then yeah. I got a problem with that, and I measure your womanhood on that level. You feel what I'm saying? You ain't got to necessarily be stupid or a hoe, but I will say that you ain't a complete woman to me if you don't know how to fix a meal. To your point,
well, you
want to
do that, you know?
Right.
You know, I mean, like, and when we think about it, you know, because I was like, dog, I can't get this like my grandma did it. But the thing is that my grandma, if I think about it, she had been cooking for years by the time I even came along. So a lot of stuff she might not have been able to do just right, but because she's been doing it for so long, then she's perfected it. So, I mean, even, you know, I started cooking early, but even now I've even progressed in my own cooking. Like, you know, there are things I cooked 10 years ago that now it's like, wow, you know, it gets better. Right. So you get in there and you keep doing it, then you get better at it. Because some people are intimidated by the kitchen. I'm not. I'm going to get in there. If I burn it up three times, I'm going to get it right.
Right. Exactly. All right. I'm going to the next caller. You feel what I'm saying? All right. 269. Thanks for calling, Veronica. 269.
Yeah, babe.
369. Get at me. You on the air.
What's up?
What's going down? What's popping? Thanks for calling the show. You dig? What'd it do? Now, you're the first northerner, you're the first northern female that's been on the line tonight. You feel what I'm saying? So, well, I'm expecting, I hope your ear should be a little bit different. Very first and foremost, what you mean? I said your answer's going to be a little different.
My ass has got to be different.
Well, people from the South cook and eat different shit. So, you know, you weren't born and raised in the South, so 269 Michigan, I'm expecting your answer to be a little bit different. So, first question, of course, is, what's your favorite kind of food?
Seafood and Italian food.
Seafood and... Wait, they got seafood in Michigan? Oh, yeah, y'all on the lake. My bad. Y'all connected to the lake. Let me kill myself. Y'all got the lake. Y'all got the... Y'all probably eat some pretty fresh seafood. You know what I'm saying? I understand that. Okay, so you said Italian food and seafood. All right. What's your favorite fast food joint? You probably think
it's
like White Castle that we don't even got down here. We don't got White Castle.
I was going to say, if I'm back home and I'm like in Chicago, because I was raised in Chicago too, besides Michigan, there's got to be White Castle. And for pizza, it's this place called Giordano's in Chicago that's got the best deep dish pizza. Ooh.
But see, that's not fast food.
It's fast food.
That's like your favorite. See, that's the other question. That's like your favorite spot in the hood. That's answering the favorite spot in the hood question that everybody don't got.
It ain't in the hood.
I mean, not in the hood, but just your favorite spot that you know everybody. It's not a national chain. Like I said, Glenn's Barbecue in Panama City, Florida is my favorite spot. I wish everybody in the world had a freaking Glenn's Barbecue so you could understand what real live great barbecue tastes like. Because I feel like that's like some of the best barbecue ever. Of course, Shay, who's from Panama City, begs the difference. Said her daddy barbecue beat Glenn's. I'm going to have to taste it, Shay.
Nah, we got this place back home called Lark's that had really, really good barbecue.
Right.
So, but, I mean, if I just have to go for, like, favorite fast food, I like McDonald's French fries, so I'll go to McDonald's and just get some French fries. I don't really mess with too much from there anymore, but I still eat that French fries.
Still eat that. For real?
Yeah.
I don't really understand why people. I can't understand how y'all fucking stunt McDonald's, man. I do it when I ain't gonna lie, their French fries is fine. They got they probably do got the best French fries in the game. But the only time I ever eat that is if I have my kids and then they want to go because they want to go to the play thing. And I might, if I don't feel like having to stop and go nowhere else, I might get me like some a southern chicken sandwich and the fries. You're right, the fries are still probably the best in the game. Except actually though, I like Zaxby's fries better because they season and they crinkle. No, fuck that. Zaxby's fries is better when they fresh out the goddamn yeah. I like
Zaxby's fries.
Fries
is good because they got seasoning on, but McDonald's French fries, you don't need nothing. You don't need, you just eat them. You don't even need ketchup, nothing. It's just, I don't know, they just addictive. That's just my opinion.
Zaxby's fries, you don't need no ketchup because they got that goddamn seasoning on it.
I got to have something on Zaxby's fries. I got to have ketchup, ranch, or something, depending on what I'm eating when I'm at Zaxby's. I like Zaxby's fries, but to me, they ain't better than McDonald's. I'm just saying, that's my opinion.
All right, so go ahead and answer the other question, the question that everybody's got a real opinion about. How do you feel about a woman's worth being measured by how good she can cook?
I mean, I think it's important for a woman to cook, you know, especially if you got kids or you thinking about ever having a husband. You have to be able to feed your family. Now, like you said, whether you can cook like grandma used to, like that might not be it, because I don't think too many people can just put it down the way grandma, great grandma, whoever used to. But
right.
You got to be able to cook, you know, and even if it's following a recipe or whatever, just you got to be able to feed your family, all that. You know, I work and I got two kids and they older. So, yeah, sometimes if I'm at work, they, you know, I buy things for them to make that's quick, you know, nuggets, noodles or whatever. But no, I'm going to cook, you know, 2 to 3 times a week. So they got home cooked meal. You know, leftovers, all of that stuff. So, no, they're not going to live off ramen noodles, whatever, and
right.
Chicken nuggets and fast food. It's just not
right.
Going to happen.
Now, people can call me chauvinist. You can call me a chauvinist. I don't give a shit, man, what
you
want to say
know
about
what?
It.
My great-grandmother told me, I don't think it's chauvinist. My great-grandmother was alive until I was 12, and she told me, you got to learn how to cook. You got to feed your man. You got to feed your family. So, I mean, that's what I grew up with. So,
right. I know. These young girls got it fucked up. Well, I'm telling you, on that Facebook post, all these young girls like, psh, we can go out and eat. He can't take me. I'm like, man, God. But then again, we had some young dudes on the show. We had some young dudes on the show earlier, though, and them cats, like, they was ill concerned with can't she cook. But they was, like, 18, 19. So, you know what I mean? I know.
Like that, you know, things like that aren't as important when you're young. But, shit, when you get older, yeah, it's nice to go out and eat, have a romantic dinner or whatever, but what about when times get hard and you might not be able to go out and eat? You got to know how to make some chicken and some noodles or some, you know, make some stuff stretch. Know how to make some,
right.
know how to make some chicken and dumplings or a big pot of spaghetti, chili, whatever the hell it is, because you might not be able to afford to go out every day
right.
and eat.
Right, right. Exactly. Exactly. Exactly my point, everybody. That's all I'm saying, because and trust me, the one chick that I had that had the three kids that I gave y'all an example of, that chick, she was not rich. So I'm just like, how the hell do you become, how the hell do you be a mama of three kids and can't fucking cook? What the fuck are you doing? You can't, listen, man, I judge you. You can't tell me she a good mama. Ain't no way in hell you can convince me that she a good mama. She just know how the hell is she a good mama? She got three kids and can't cook three children. We talking about three kids under 15. And
dang.
She can't cook. How can you tell me she a good mama? That shit ain't adding up to me. I got a problem with that. I got to take issue with that. You feel me? So the Tonight Show episode 62, I'm talking to you, Taste Boys. It's about food, you feel me, and all that. But it's also about some other deeper shit. You feel what I'm saying? And I think
yeah.
I judge a woman's worth how much she about that shit. And, you know, a couple other things. You feel what I'm saying? But if she can't motherfucking cook, how the hell you going to tell me she a good woman? Or she a good mama? Can't feed her kids. Kill yourself.
True.
Nah, not buying it. Hold on. I'm going to go to Shay and Key real quick. Stay on the line, though, if you can.
All right.
Stay on the line. If you can, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to Key because Shay and Key had their hands up about something I done said earlier. But go ahead, Key. Key. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, I can't hardly. Key, you have to hit me back. You kind of going in and out. Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you. You real loud wherever you are. I can't hardly hear you.
Okay, I'll call back.
All right. Shay.
Yeah.
Are you here to talk about the fact that I said that I don't know if your daddy's barbecue is better than Glenn's?
Honey, I'm here to put you up on games that my daddy barbecue is a shit.
I'm not saying that your daddy
barbecue. You ever put a morsel of his barbecue in your mouth?
Shay.
And I said mouth. What an F.
Shay. I'm not saying that ain't. All I'm saying is, when you start comparing people's barbecue to Glenn's, you know, it's like comparing people
don't. My daddy barbecue don't even need sauce. We put sauce on it, but you know, you ain't even got to put no sauce on it. When he take that barbecue off that smoking grill like that, that's all she wrote right there. I mean, I've had people that, you know, just I have made plates, take whatever. We just get this food from like what restaurant? I was like, no, that's from my parents. You know, kitchen. My daddy took it off the grill.
Okay,
yeah,
listen, I understand that. I'm not questioning your pops' barbecue. I'm just saying, for everybody who don't know, Shay's from my hometown. You feel what I'm saying? She always supports the show, and I understand. But it's a place called Glenn's Barbecue, because I asked one of the questions I asked the callers tonight was what's their favorite, like, around the way spot that probably is not nowhere else but there. And me and my own girl Keisha, we both are from Panama City too, and we both said Glenn's is that spot. And Shay said Glenn's is good, but Shay has came on live on the air and said her daddy barbecue better than Glenn's. Now, if you was from where I'm from, that's a very bold statement to say. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I mean, for real. I'm trying to think of a way to put it that I can compare to everybody else. I don't know. I can't really think of another place that everybody else has. But, I mean, it might be Shay. I'm not saying it ain't, but
no,
I'm just saying. You know I can't confirm nor deny this until I actually taste it.
Okay. We can send you a sample right on up there to the station. Y'all going to have a taste off. You hear what I'm saying?
Glenn's at his best, not Glenn's when they're getting ready to shut down. At the end of the day. Because I have
Gumbo.
Had.
Gumbo. Yeah, he can whip ass on some gumbo too. You any kind of seafood. My daddy, I mean, we was fishers. We grew up in the water, on the water, around the water, in a boat. So yeah.
I understand that, you know, Florida girl. I get that. I dig that seafood thing. All right, even though you from Florida and your dad know how to barbecue and all that, but for some reason your favorite food is Thai. I mean, no Indian.
Because I ate it so much, I had to start branching out. I still love it. But see, can't nobody do it like daddy, so I ain't no need of meat and going nowhere else.
Okay, then.
Yeah, can you tell him my daddy's girl?
Yeah. Daddy's little girl. This is why I can't trust your opinion on this, Shay.
The whole family used to come to our house on the summertime. Cause, I mean, daddy would just
cook. Man. That's like, I'm trying to think of some of my, because I got some Atlanta people on the line, and I'm trying to think of somewhere that's so good in Atlanta that for you to say that your mama them cook better than them is like, okay, for real.
I tell you what, send them down here next time.
I tell you what.
Tell them, look me up. I'm going to bring them a plate.
That's like saying your seafood better than Spun Divots. That's like saying you cook seafood. I know, but for everybody in Atlanta, that's like somebody saying that you cook your seafood at home be more fire than Spun Divots. I'm just saying. It's a stretch. But it might be true, Shay. It might be. Glenn's is very good. I'm just saying. Well, I come home frequently. I mean, you know, next time I come home, if y'all barbecuing or something over there, let me know.
That's every Sunday. My daddy cook out every Sunday.
I will admit openly on the air that I was wrong about Shay's dad's cooking being better than Glenn's. But somehow, I just don't think I'm going to eat these words.
You know what? Next time you in the Bay,
I'll tell
you what. Yeah, let me know.
All right.
Make sure my daddy make a special plate.
Okay, then. You know his size got to match, right? Because you know you go
what
you get
now?
Everything. You know his side dishes got to be good, too. His tater salad and all
he
that.
He can burn with the baked beans. Okay. I mean,
I'm just saying.
Know,
I'm just saying.
Baked beans in the oven with the syrup and all that
just
stuff on them.
Okay.
That good old tater salad. And,
right. Tater salad with an A at the end. Tater. All right, let me go back. Hold on, Key back on the line. Let me see if I can grab her real quick. Hold on.
All right.
Go ahead, Key.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on?
you know, you were talking about as far as being able to eat healthy, I think that they make it so expensive because, you know, doctors and stuff make so much money off us being overweight.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even – everybody listen to the show, my bad. 347-934-0966. Another question that I had asked about earlier, a side question, and I put in the synopsis, and I forgot. I didn't ask everybody else. I didn't ask them that. But why do they think – I asked I basically didn't ask the question. I just posed the theory as to why eating healthy, which I eat healthy because I don't eat beef and pork and shit. You feel what I'm saying? I eat fairly healthy and stuff, and it costs me my grocery bill just is pretty high. You feel me? Because I eat certain kind of shit. And you might have a motherfucking point about that. You know what I'm saying? I think.
Yeah, that's. I think that's really what it is. And then, you know, they know the class, depending on the class of people, they can't afford that type of stuff. But like you, my kids, like, I feed them healthy stuff. I took my oldest daughter to McDonald's. She was like, she was like, what do people get from here? You know, she's like, all that little nasty. So, I think it's like a conspiracy. And I might be one of the few people left that can cook, like, close to how my grandmama did.
Right. Well, I mean, like I said, man, the reason why eating healthy is so fucking expensive, like I said, is because they need people to die. And if they want somebody to die, they want the poor motherfuckers to die first. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They don't want the rich motherfuckers to die, or the quote-unquote intelligent, or, you know, they want the poor motherfuckers to die first. So they're going to make all the goddamn food that's cheap as fuck easy.
It's bad for you.
It's bad for you. You feel what I'm saying? The cheap, easy food, bad for you. You feel what I'm saying? They can mass produce it quickly and easily, so therefore it makes it cheaper. But it would seem to me, how you going to have a campaign to fight obesity and you want to do all this other kind of health shit to change the healthcare form and all that, but you don't want to do shit to fix the food market and fix the food, price of food, of healthy food to match. It's really kind of redundant because even if you tell everybody all the time what they need to do,
and
do this, if
they
can't fucking
afford it.
If they can't fucking afford it, it's fucking irrelevant. You just talking to the motherfucking, you talking for talking. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and I think that's the real problem.
I understand that. Especially with us people.
Oh, with black people, it's ridiculous. Black people are the worst eating you know, and you know what I hate? A couple people raising their hand. I'm gonna come back to everybody who's raising their hand on this, because I guess we started talking about something else that's a touchy subject. So I'll go back to everybody. Listen, man, let me tell y'all something. Put y'all motherfuckers up on game. Right? The reason why I hate the mentality of black people. We already some of the most unhealthiest, overweight motherfuckers, especially our mama and daddy generation, because we feel like if we don't eat what mama them ate, we stuck up. Or we think we too. This is the most retarded shit I ever heard. Since when is eating some shit that we know and been proven bad for you stuck up or some shit like that? It's like, if you don't, you grew up on them fat. I be telling people, man, you don't eat all the pork. Nigga, you just shit. You was raised on it. You know what I'm saying? Favorite motherfucker.
So
first line.
Like, you see a lot of your family die from it. And that's what,
you know what
a lot of people don't realize, because ultimately, even though it costs more up front, it may appear that it costs more, but just think about how much it costs later when you have all these illnesses like diabetes and heart disease. You still paying, whether it's on the front or the back. So my whole thing with my kids and my family, whatever, I want them to be healthy. So I started my kids out eating good stuff. So when they see some old other shit, they'd be like, what is that? You know, I start them out that way. So they'll grow up and have a habit of eating right.
I bet your friends and family say your kids stuck up with some shit too, probably, because they don't want to eat that goddamn nasty shit. They be probably beating it.
They be tripping on it sometimes. But my kids quit and say they like, oh, they don't taste like my mama cooking. Even they told my mama that one time. They grandmama, they was like, you don't cook like my mama do, because I use all different herbs and like I done study like how to cook, not in a school, but I use herbs. I know what tastes right with what. I use everything in the kitchen. I bake all that good stuff. So, you know, I love the kitchen. I like eating a good home-cooked meal because I know where it came from and I know, you know, how it was prepared.
Right. I think that's the biggest advantage. Excuse me. I think that's the biggest advantage to cooking at home. You know what I'm saying? You know, of course, you don't know if you're using any kind of meat product. You never want to you never want to see the inside of a fucking slaughterhouse. For real, trust me.
We don't want to see that. We don't want to see that.
How your meat got to that little nicely wrapped packaging. You feel me? You really don't want to know. But outside of that part, you pretty much know, and you don't want to know about the pesticides on your goddamn vegetables, but that's why you wash your vegetables thoroughly. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But I will say that cooking a home-cooked meal, the number one best advantage is you do know the cleanliness of it. You do know, you know what I'm saying? You know more about food. You know what I'm saying? A little bit more. You still getting, you're still at the mercy of the giant corporations who mass produce the stuff to get to your grocery store and the grocery chains. But outside of that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And it's from the sound of my 14-year-old know how to cook better than some of those females that was on Facebook. Because my 14-year-old, she baked fish. She do all that stuff.
Right, right, right. I know. I'm saying it was amazing to me that these girls just so nonchalant about knowing how to cook. Like, they really didn't give a shit. And I'm like, you know you're going to have kids one day, baby.
I always tell my daughter, I said, a real man, he don't want a woman that don't know how to cook and don't know how to clean. That's two things a real man is not going to want.
Right, right, right. I mean, you ain't got to be goddamn, you know what I'm saying, Jane Cleaver, goddamn it, but shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to get in there and do something. You got to get in there and do something, goddamn. I'm just saying, real talk. All right, Veronica and Shay raised their hand again when you brought that point up. Let me go to Veronica, then Shay. All right. Go ahead, Veronica. What you want to say?
Oh, man, that's touchy. That subject, I talk to my mom about it all the time. When it comes to eating and I got this big beef with the Food and Drug Administration. And it's like, if you notice TV, they pushing all these different things to help you manage, you know, heartburn and acid reflux and diabetes and all this stuff.
Right.
But then if you look at the processed food, and I'm going to give you a hint, and this is what I learned, and you probably already know this, when you go shopping, you shop around the outside. That's where all the healthy stuff is. Once you start going through them aisles, that's where all the junk is. And even close to the end of the aisle, that's where the healthier things are. And so what happens is the supermarkets have their aisles set up to where if you're not savvy, you'll go through the aisle and pick up all the junk before you get to the stuff that you really should be eating. And all the additives they put in food, sugar, all that, it's addictive. They put it in there to keep your body craving it. So you'll keep eating it, so you'll develop a disease, so they can peddle a freaking drug to help you manage the disease that they help you get in the first place.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. And for...
Yes, people. See, I told you, every episode, you're going to learn some shit. It ain't going to be... We talking some shit or whatever, but you're going to learn some shit every episode. All right.
Okay, you don't think about
radio.
It.
It is what it is.
It's the Food and Drug Administration. It's not the Food Administration. It's not the drug. Food and drug. Duh. You know, let's figure it out. And so the poor, like you said, it's easy. If I got $10 to feed my family, I can go and get a box of Little Debbie's. I can go and get a pack of hot dogs, a bag of chips, some sugary drink or whatever, ramen noodles, whatever, and eat off that for a week. Or I can take $10 and try to eat some lettuce. What am I going to do? I'm going to pick what I need to keep my belly full and to keep my kid's stomach from growling. That's what I'm going to pick. Well, then the middle class and the upper echelon, the ones that kind of in the middle, well, we have health insurance. So the Food and Drug Administration, they push certain stuff to us to keep us alive long enough to make enough money off of us before we croak. Now, the rich people, they can afford all that other stuff. They can afford the healthy stuff. So they target who they're going to make the most money off of.
Once
we figure that out, and like you said, we don't have to eat what our parents ate. I mean, the reason they ate chitlins and feet and neck and ears, that's because that's what the white man threw them when they were finished getting the choice cuts of meat and stuff.
Duh. I'm talking about, ever since I stopped eating beef and pork, I can't stand with a motherfucking black motherfucking person sit there and tell me, nigga, you was raised on that shit. That shit ain't nothing wrong with that shit. You feel what I'm saying? You grew up on it. Nigga, I know I grew up on it, nigga. That don't necessarily make it right, nigga. You feel what I'm saying? It don't mean shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of shit I used to do back in the day ain't good for a nigga, and I did it. I know damn well this goddamn fattening ass, salty ass shit. And niggas already got, that's why we got high blood pressure more than anybody else and diabetes than anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Because we the poor, so therefore we can't afford the healthy food and we eat what the fuck ever. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm
trying to tell people all the time, man, I like a lot of shit and I love me a good meal, but some shit I just don't motherfucking eat as much as I love how it tastes. And don't get me wrong, some of this shit I'm talking about tastes good as hell. Bacon tastes good. Pork chop tastes good. Chitlins never did taste good to me. Fuck chitlins.
Never.
Never the chitlin.
I'm not eating a fucking chitlin, nigga. I'm not eating it. But you know what I'm saying?
It's
I'm just
not,
saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the whole
it's
shit.
It's not
is
a
about,
chitterling. It's a shitterling. That they just can't put the S on the container.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
something that doodle been running through. I ain't finna eat that. Yeah.
Who eats that? Why would you eat that? Why would you ingest that into your body? Who does that? I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I ain't eating chitlins.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and go to the other somebody else. Somebody else raised their hand and struck up that point. All right.
All right, bro.
All right. Shay, you had one to say something else?
Yeah, I was just going to make a comment about the healthy eating. I
right.
do try to eat healthy for the most part, except for desserts. I have a weakness for desserts. But, yeah, that's job security for me. I got to have somebody to take care of.
What the? Damn it, Shay.
Y'all
now, you
don't
made me
assassinate now.
You on the fucking show tonight.
Healthy.
No. You made me assassinate you on the fucking show. Because you're going to stand here and try to advocate that shit just for your own personal, selfish reasons.
Hell,
so
I like eating.
Keep
my life
nursing on. Home. That's so nursing home can stay in business so you can have somewhere to work. You want me to advocate? Okay, for eating fat back and shit. But I won't do it, Shay. I won't do it for you, Shay.
I'm just saying, you know, we talk about, you know, what should we
no.
do to, like, make the cost go down, whatever.
Nurse.
We don't want the cost to go down too much
Keisha.
Because, you know, doctors and healthcare professionals, we got to stay in
business. No, Keisha! Not a piece of bullshit.
I like eating. That's all I'm saying is like, you know, don't get rid of too much.
I'm opening up. No,
you know,
no.
I gotta
no.
have somebody to take care of, Blue.
Yes.
You hear this bullshit?
I hear it. Come on, Shay. Come on now.
That's
come
ridiculous.
On now.
That's
come
ridiculous.
On now.
Who does that? Why would you say that? You know I was gonna kill your ass for saying that.
Well, you know, I had to try, you know. I had to try.
I know, right? It sounds good.
Right.
It sounds good, but,
yeah,
you know.
I was like, well, dang, hold up now. If everybody eat healthy, then they don't need no more nurses and doctors. And
they still
going to
have,
no,
you still
going to
have, no. You still going to have a job because somebody is still going to be eating good. Don't got nothing to do with a selfish motherfucker not want to take care of their mom and daddy and get on their nerves. So you still going to have people in your damn little, you all right. Stop being damn. I can't believe you said that. Some fucking bullshit. Fucking bullshit. I'm going to another caller.
All right.
Supposed to be a damn nurse. Ain't that some shit? That's why I am, man. I'm telling you, boy. My grandma couldn't get along. My grandma got to stay with me because I hate to kill a motherfucker. About mine. About my damn grandma. You see, people? You see? Can't believe she said that. 267, you on the air.
Yo, what's up, boy? You know who it is. Boy, I'm Dot B, man.
What's going on, homie? What's poppin'?
Chillin'. Listen, man, every time I call on the Skype, I don't never get no response from you.
Oh, I see your name on the name. I don't know. Did you hit the number one?
I hit it a couple times.
Oh, I see your name. I see M.B. the Realist. I see you, but I'll never see you hitting the number one on there.
I mean, maybe I'm not doing it right. Who knows?
Right,
yeah,
we're going to discuss that
off the air, you know what I mean?
All right. So go ahead. Let me, first of all, since you calling, you feel me, what kind of food you like to eat?
I'm an unhealthy eating nigga, and I know it. I need to get better, man. I like a lot of fried stuff.
Like what?
But on some real stuff, like, I've been trying to eat healthy. I mean, like, when I do eat out, I try to eat, like Caribbean food, like, shit that's soul food, like, homemade, not homemade, but stuff that fry, you know, not too much greasy shit. You know what I mean?
Right. No, you from Philly, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, home of the cheese steak. You feel me? You know what
yes,
I'm
sir.
Saying? So I'm pretty sure in your hood, you can at least go ahead and just tell the people what's like the best fucking hood place to get a fucking cheese steak from Philly at.
There's a few places. Like, you can go, I'm from uptown, so you can go to this place called Spurs Ben.
Uh-huh.
It's right up on Worcester and I forget the car street. But it's a few places. Pagano's. You got places
uh-huh.
on South Street. They were really doing the thing. Like, anywhere on South Street, you can get a cheesesteak. A real good
okay.
joint.
A real one? Okay.
A real
one. Right. A real one. Because I haven't been to Philly, so Whenever I go, I gotta get me a chicken Philly from there. I gotta you don't eat steak, but I gotta get me a chicken Philly from Philadelphia whenever I come up that motherfucker.
I'm hearing about chicken and waffles and shit. People like, yo, y'all eat that?
Yeah.
Something is good, so that's something that I gotta try, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. It ain't like a lot of people really just be cooking that shit at home like that. But it's a couple of places down here that sell it. It do taste good together though. You'll be surprised. It do taste good together. Even though I never really ate that much growing up, I do know people who made it, and I ain't gonna lie, it does taste good together. But I never had it made a lot for me. Now before I go on to the next caller, real quick, how important is now? Maybe this is a regional thing, and maybe because you're from the north. And I'm from the South, so I'm going to ask you, because we got a northern brother on the phone, how important is it to you that a chick know how to cook when it come down to
kitchen? Oh, that's like right underneath good sex.
Right.
So
right.
It's like pretty much up there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's part of the credentials. Being there having a job and shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or having a nice car or a steady income.
You got to know how to cook. Right. Okay. I just want to know because, I mean, I thought maybe it might be a Southern thing because a lot of people in the South, you know, we big on food, and a lot of dudes from the South, we know how to cook. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So since we from the South and we know how to cook, you ain't no way in the hell we finna fuck with a chick that don't know how to cook. Like, where the fuck they do that? Like, I can't even imagine no shit like that. Like, I'll fuck a bitch that can't cook, but I ain't finna fucking wife a chick that can't cook. Nigga, that's not happening. Nah, that's not happening at all.
Once I date a chick, and she cooked for me, you know what I mean? I like the food. I probably be like, oh, you wifey. Like, I wanted to comment on what the chick said before. Two girls before me. Like, you was talking about how when the kids don't, like, they. Damn, what the hell did you say?
She can't cook for a kid or something?
No. Like how the kids be like, oh, that ain't my mom cooking.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I just recently stopped eating pork. I stopped eating it because I was hanging around a lot of people who had good dietary laws. So people always used to tell me, like, yeah, you know, pork is a lot of shit in it. You know what I mean? Like, just giving me the fundamentals of beef and pork, because beef ain't good either, you know what I mean?
I don't eat either one. I haven't eaten pork in 10 years, and I haven't eaten beef in 7 years, so I don't eat either one myself, but
so,
go ahead.
So now when I tell people I don't eat pork, they're like, oh, what, you Muslim?
Right.
That's like the first question.
Right. It's got to be a religious reason why I don't want to eat a swine. I gotta be a Muslim, because I don't want to eat an animal that will eat anything, even its own shit, that you put in front of it. And I definitely don't want to eat his fucking intestines. Fuck.
Yeah. My mom and them, they I was raised on that shit.
Yeah.
Like I told you, I just recently stopped eating it. I've been like 5 years in, not eating no pork. But when my mom, she made chitlins and all that shit. Like I grew up, I never ate that shit in my life.
Right.
Like when I smelled that shit, I was like, yo, mom, what are you making? Like.
Right. Right.
Did somebody
take smells like shit. Smells like shit.
It smells like shit.
Right.
That's the exact word. And I was like, damn, because, you know, I'm used to smelling fried chicken or, you know, even a pork chop. Like you said, it tastes good, but it ain't good for you. You know, I ain't going to lie. Like, I could fuck some pork chops up in my lifetime. But it smells good when it's fried and got the seasoned salt, whatever you put on there, while roaming through the house, it smells good.
Right.
But when you're making chili.
I can't even sit in there. All right, man. Look, hey. I can't even sit in there. All right, let me go to this next caller, homie.
All right.
LL, what's happening, baby?
Orange Cannon.
LL.
Hi, copy. And Ralph.
What the?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
That's what I'm doing. Trying to make this money and listen to the radio.
I appreciate it, baby. So what's going on, babe? What's your favorite food? What you like to eat? And then we'll get into the main conversation.
I love I like all kinds of food, although I cannot get down with the chitlins and the pig feet and all that. I just
it
just don't even sound right to me.
Yeah, can't fuck with it.
No, I can't do that. I do enjoy my bacon and my pork, but I have learned though with that I have to eat that in moderation. I can't eat that
all the time. I cannot
right.
eat it all the time. It is, I mean, it will make me sick if I eat it all the time. But I do like it in moderation. And as far as being able to cook, I tell you, I got this chicken and rice, my famous chicken and rice. I believe you have. Yeah, I think you have. My famous chicken and rice is chicken and yellow rice.
Uh-huh.
And that is my favorite dish, and I have to be careful. I can't serve that to everybody because people like to fall in love once they have my chicken and rice.
it can make a brother look at you differently, ladies. A brother can kind of like you, but really like you if you can cook. It's a step up. Like I said, you could be a dime physically, but if I find out that you can't cook a lick, I will drop you down to an 8 or a 7 ASAP, even if you fucking look like Beyonce. I don't give a shit. I'm not calling you a dime. You are not. I say you fine as hell. You bad. You look good. She fucking sexy. But nigga, you ain't getting dime status out of Blizzard. You can't cook. You will never make it, bitch. Never. Never. You're never getting the dime status if you can't cook. Never. Never. Never calling you a dime. All right. So you think that? Do you think a woman is really measured? That's the measure of a woman includes her being able to cook a meal.
Yeah, especially if she has kids now. You know what I'm saying? You can't be a fast food mom. You just can't. That's irresponsible. You have to be able to put something on the table. Make it. I mean, it ain't got to be extravagant, but it's got to be filling, and it has to be. I mean, those things. I mean, part of that is, like, you know, loving your kids, loving yourself, loving whoever you're with. If you're able to prepare a meal that they can sit down and enjoy, because you do that with your hands. You put your heart into your cooking, whether you believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? Because that's something done with your hands. So you have to be able to do that if you're going to be in a relationship or have kids. You need to be able to. That's important. That's important.
I think so. I think it's super duper important. And I will, in fact, measure any female. You can say whatever you want. You can call it chauvinistic. I'm going to fuck you. I'll say I don't give a shit. You ain't a real woman if you can't fucking feed your goddamn man and your kids.
Exactly.
I said it fucking first, okay, 100. You are not a real woman if you can't prepare a fucking meal. Now, I don't give a damn about you being able to goddamn pay for your goddamn, if you got a making six figures bitch and you went to college and your goddamn, you living in a condo and you can fly all over the motherfucking world. Bitch, if you can't motherfucking cook no goddamn meal, nigga, you will never make dime status to me. I don't give a fuck. I ain't giving you dime status. Yeah, all right. You straight, you fine, you sexy, but nigga, you never get the word dime out my mouth if you can't fucking prepare me. And if you got kids and you can't cook, I'm almost about to call you a bad mama. You got to show me. Show me something else. Because I'm betting the house, nigga, literally, betting the house that if you can't motherfucking cook, your ass can't clean. Your house dirty because you can't fucking cook. And they go hand in hand. All right, LL. Thank you, baby.
All right.
All right. Well, why not? So I think Key hit the one real quick. Did you hit the key? You hit the one again, Key? Waco?
Yeah, I was laughing at Shay with her comment, but it would be nice if we can adopt the same tradition like the Asian people have. They pay their doctors to keep them well, and once they get sick, they don't pay the doctors. So that's something they do over there in their society. If pay your doctors to keep you well.
Right.
So that way it's a win-win.
Right. You're right about that. I thought it was Veronica. You talking about with the Food and Drug Administration?
Yep. No,
yeah,
Shay. Shay
was
saying about her job.
Oh, yeah, her job. Yeah, Shay wanted to kill some people so she could get a check. That was Shay saying. Shay want people to get sick so she can have a check.
Shay said brain diabetes and the heart disease patients.
Shay's a nurse. What kind of shit is that? What? She's going to hit the number one. What you got to say? What?
Well, no, I love y'all. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, you don't love them. You don't love them damn other people.
That's all.
You don't love them old people.
See, the thing is, they can't help it. They already grew up on them hog maws and things, you know. So I'm just saying, you know, it's too late for them to change what they like to eat now. Just let me go ahead and take care of them. They finish on eating whatever they like to eat.
You didn't say that. You said you don't want me to advocate healthy eating so you can have a damn job.
Not for everybody. Let some people keep eating the pork. You know, let a few of them. They don't got to get, like, heart attacks.
No.
But, you know, let me keep, you know, giving them some tips on what to do with their medications and things. I need to keep a job, Blue. I need to keep a job. Everybody like to eat. Shoot, I like to eat.
Bye, Shay. Bye. I'm hanging up. All right. Thanks,
thanks everybody for tuning into the show, except for that ludicrous comment Shay made. It was pretty great. Shouts out to the motherfucking homie, goddamn Red Boy. He flooded my lines with fucking requests and shit. And I don't even do requests. All right, man. I'll catch y'all next week. This is the last show of the week, man. Episode 62. I'm talking to you, Taste Buds. All right. Thanks everybody for tuning into the show. I'm your host, Blizzum. Go back and look at the Ustream footage and everything else, man, if you haven't. All right. Appreciate everybody's support. All right. I'm out, man. Holla.